looks like it might be kind of a short net. Hopefully Dave gets his all-star and that would switch over pretty quickly. Let's see. So we've got ACATO. What do you have for it? Don, and you'll be followed by OAS. Go ahead, Don.
Matt, ACATO, Don. Well, I haven't had a huge amount of time on the radio, but been trying to, now that I've solved my link dropping problem by adding a whole lot of ferrite to the USB cable, I'm trying to fill in the bands that I have fewer confirmed contacts on, which is basically 30, 20, and 17, because they were the bands I would crash on. So, doing a little bit of that, and I think there'll be a couple of upcoming talks, the other clubs around the area on this Bouvet thing, and one of the people who went was that guy, I forget his whole name and call sign, but he's local from around Saline. He's going to be talking a couple of the upcoming things, I think, so probably the next Arrow and probably the next Semdex, so I'd mention that if somebody really wants to hear about the Bouvet thing. That's it for me, ACTO.
And it'll be interesting to hear what happened there, how the de-exposition went. I know a bunch of people contacted them or tried to contact them or at least heard them, but don't know anything beyond, haven't heard anything beyond that. Let's see, up next is KBOS, and then we'll take another standby for check-ins. What do you have for us, John?
Hi, Matt, KBHOS. The only news from the shack is the students completed their fourth Saturday morning class. They made these ground plane antennas, the UHF-VHF ground plane antennas. So I think they had 10 or 11 students up there. They all made one. They all went home with one. Everything tested out perfectly. So I think that's pretty much of all the club activities until, well, next week I think it's a Michigan QFO party, so hopefully there'll be students up there and operating, and after that is nothing till field day. Back to you, Don, and Dave, I guess, KBA-OIS.